Welcome to the broadcast of Crosstown Church of Memphis. We are a church that is Christ-centered, diversity-driven, and community-committed. A church that's bringing people together, sharing God's message of hope, love, and service. We seek to love God, love people, and serve the city. We welcome you to our broadcast with Pastor Byron Fitzpatrick.
Our ID relies on our relationship with Jesus Christ and also to learn some disciplines to help us to grow in that relationship. And it's through Jesus Christ that we all have become children of God. We have gained the right to be identified as God's children. But throughout being, even though we identify and we've been given that right to become God's child, and we have become God's child and his children, we have a hard time still relating to God as being our father. And we have a hard time truly understanding that we are his children. So we know that, you know what I mean? We understand that, but we have a hard time actually living out that relationship of being his children and identifying with him as being our father. So this whole series has been giving us some tools, some things to help us to develop that relationship so that we can truly identify as his children and truly identify him as being our father. So today I'm going to give you some things that you really need to put in your life. You need to exercise these things. You need to implement them in your life. And if you do so, it's going to help you even more to develop that relationship with Jesus Christ, with your heavenly father. It's going to help you more, not just in that relationship with the Father, but it's also going to help you in many other areas of your life. If and only if you take this information and you implement it in your lives. All right. So here we go. Here's the question I want to ask you guys. How many of you feel like your lives is just complicated? You know, there's a saying that you hear from time to time today. It's pretty common now in our society, and that is, it's complicated. You know, somebody asks you a question, or they, hey, how you doing? Or, you know, just whatever it might be. And a lot of people respond sometimes in different situations. They respond with, it's complicated, you know? And to say that it's complicated means there's a lot of stuff that's going on, and to try to tell you how I'm doing or how my day is going or what this is or what that is very complicated because there's just too much stuff going on there, okay? So it's an easy way for people to say it's complicated. We've all been there many times in our lives where we felt like our lives are just complicated. In fact, some of you might be there right now at this very moment as we speak. You probably feel like your life is just complicated. We have so much going on in our lives, and to make matters worse, we have to deal with the complicated lives of other people. Some of y'all say amen, right? Our own lives is very complicated, but then we have to deal with the complicated lives of other people. It's enough to make us want to scream sometimes. I know sometimes you feel like you just want to run away. You just want to jump in a car and just leave everybody, maybe not forever, but, you know, at least for a few days, just get away, you know, and just leave y'all to y'all stuff and let me be left to my stuff. Sometimes we just need a break. We need a getaway. We need a detoxer. You know, sometimes we just need to, you know, to what's the right word I'm looking for? Somebody help me out. You know, something just to clear us of all of this complication that's going on in our own lives and in the lives of other people. So today, if you're taking notes, I want you to write down the subtitle of today's lesson. And that is, you probably figured it out. It's called It's Complicated. It's Complicated. So the objective of today's lesson is this. Simplifying your lives will help you to stay focused and to serve the Lord more effectively. All right. I want to say that one more time so that you make sure that throughout this entire message, this is our objective. This is the thing that we're trying to communicate to you today, to help you in your life, okay? To help you with your relationship with Jesus Christ, to help you with your relationship with the Father. Simplifying your life, simplifying our lives, it will help us to stay focused and to serve the Lord more effectively. It will also help us to develop our relationship with the Father. Simplifying our lives, it also helps us to develop our relationship with the Father. Too many people live their lives in chaos and confusion. You know, you may think, well, my life is, you know, yeah, it's complicated. I got a whole lot of stuff going on. You know what I mean? But I'm not necessarily living in chaos and confusion. Well, maybe you've been living in chaos and confusion so long it's become normal in your life. You have normalized it. And so it's like, hey, that's a part of my everyday. I'm able to cope with it. You've learned to live in it. You know what I mean? So to you, it doesn't necessarily seem like chaos and confusion. But if you was to step out of your world for just a few moments and look into it, you know, from the outside, you would probably say, oh, my gosh, my life is chaotic. My life is full of confusion. Hey, if that's you, don't feel bad. Because we all been there and we may be there right now. OK, we all, and especially in today's time, and so many people are living in chaos. So many people are living in confusion. So many people are living very complicated lives. Why do you think the stress levels are up in so many people's lives? Because of complicated lives. You know, people's lives are very complicated. What is complicated? Complicated is this. Here's a definition I'm going to give you again. If you're taking notes, write this down. Complicated is consisting of many interconnecting parts and elements. So complicated is when you have a situation or you have something, your life, it consists of many interconnecting parts and elements. We all can agree that our lives are filled with many interconnecting parts and many different elements. We got a lot of stuff going on, okay? It's not necessarily a bad thing to have a lot of interconnecting parts. It's not a bad thing to have a lot of elements, a lot of things going on in our lives, okay? Now, it does get to a place where it's too much. You got too much unnecessary stuff going on, okay? Here's the problem. Here's where having a complicated life becomes a problem. It is when you make something more difficult or confusing, causing it to be more complex than it should be. Do y'all understand that? Okay, so let me read that in full now so that you can get a really good understanding of it, just in case something didn't connect quite right. Complicated is this, consisting of many interconnecting parts or elements. And to make something more difficult or confusing by causing it to be more complex. We don't want to make things more confusing. We don't want to make things more difficult by causing it to be more complex. What we need to do is figure out how to simplify things in our lives. So many people live their lives making things more complex than they need to be. It doesn't have to be as hard as it is. There is a simpler way. There is an easier way than how you're actually doing it. But you have become used to doing it the way you're doing it. You have become used to your lives just being complicated. We need to be like, this is something I believe, okay? We need to be more like our ancestors. Somebody say, well, what do you mean by that? Okay, let me help you out. Do you recall in our history, we can go back in our history. I'm specifically speaking about Black history, okay? In Black history, there was a time that dates way back into slavery. There is a time that dates way back into, you know, pre-slavery back in Africa. There is a time that dates way back into, you know, the days of Jesus Christ. There is a time that dates way back, even BC, before Christ, concerning the Black people, okay? Where Black people were very inventive. They were very creative and very inventive. I'm not saying that we're not now, okay? But okay, let's take American history, slavery up to post-slavery. There is so many things here in the United States and around the world that were invented by Black people. Why? It's because they were constantly looking for ways to simplify their lives. When you look at most of the inventions that Black people did, that Black people created, that Black people invented, okay, they were things to simplify their lives. You know, one of the most famous inventions that we got in American history, okay, not Black history, but American history, is the invention of the cotton gin. Go figure. A Black man, I can't even, Witten, Witty or something like that. I can't even think of the guy's name now. You know, forgive me that, about that. I think Witten or Witty or something like that. But anyway, the man invented the cotton gin. Why? The dude got tired of out there working so hard, living a complicated life, picking cotton. He tried to figure out a way. Man, there's got to be an easier, better way of doing this. He invented the cotton gin, revolutionized the cotton industry. You know, we have... in our own personal lives, we have, it's almost like we've given up on trying to figure out ways to simplify our lives. Instead, we constantly take on more and more and more and more and more stuff. And we make that stuff more complicated than it actually needs to be. We make our lives more complicated. This is something that I want you all to know. Eli Whitney, that was the guy's name that invented the cotton gin, okay? I knew it was Witty, Whitney, something like that. Okay, Eli Whitney. The devil is the author of confusion. And God is the author of peace. So if your life is very complicated, it's a very good chance that there is a lot of confusion in your life. And when I say this again, I'm not saying this in a negative light, like your life is a mess. You're a hot mess over there. No, that's not what I'm saying, because we all have a lot of areas in our life, a lot of places in our lives where it's very confusing. All right. It's not simplified. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33, it says, God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. So if there's a lot of confusion going on, if your life is very complicated, there's a lot of moving, a lot of interconnecting parts and elements, and you're taking all of that stuff and you're making them more difficult or more confusing by causing them to be more complex, then you have to say, you have to take a good look at this thing and say, this is not God's will for my life. God's will for my life is to live in peace. He is not the author of confusion. All of this stuff is very confusing. And this is not a peaceful situation. This is a very confusing situation. So therefore, if you are living like that, then you have to give account to how much you're actually allowing God to have influence in your life, or the opposite, how much you're allowing for the devil to have influence in your life. Because guess what? There's a backside and a front side and a backside, right? There's the back of the head of the coin, and there's the tail of the coin. There's the opposite and you know, what is it? The positive and the negative. Which one are you? You know, God is not the author of confusion. So the opposite of that means that the devil must be the author of confusion. I hope y'all got that. If your life is complicated, it's filled with confusion and chaos. Did you miss that? If your life is complicated, it's filled with confusion and chaos. So anytime you respond to somebody or you say, man, it's complicated, then what you're saying is chaos and it's confusing. You are allowing for the devil to take control over your life. You need to simplify your life. You need to make it simple. So what is simple? Here's simple. Let's define simple. Easy to understand. So if somebody asks, hey, how you doing today? It's complicated. That means it's very hard to understand. Hey, how you doing today? Oh, man, I'm doing great. Things are wonderful. It's easy to understand. You can break it down real fast to somebody. It's easy to understand, to deal with, or to use, presenting no difficulty. All right. So if your life is simplified, that means your life is easy to understand. It means your life is easy to deal with. It means your life is easy to use, presenting no difficulty. All right. We all going to have difficult times, but we don't have to have a difficult life. Make sense? All right. Simple is this right here. Not complicated. Simplicity is just as simple, the very opposite of complicated. Either you're living a complicated life or you're living a simple life. A simple life. That was a television sitcom show, wasn't it? I want to live.
It's a simple life, I think. Something like that.
Yeah, I want to live a simple life, okay? If your life is not simple, it's probably this. I want you to take notes. I'm encouraging y'all to take notes now, okay? If your life is not simple, it's probably disorganized. Yeah, did y'all get that? Okay, let's talk about disorganization. Disorganized is this: functioning without adequate order or planning. So when you look at your life, are you functioning in your life with order? Are you functioning with your life with adequate planning? Do you adequately plan a lot of stuff that's going on in your life? Okay. Disorganization is also careless and or, check this out, undisciplined. So one more time, functioning without adequate order or planning, it is careless or undisciplined. Undisciplined. The opposite of undisciplined is what? Discipline. There's that word. It's in our objective for this whole series, all right? And to learn some disciplines that will help us in that relationship with Jesus Christ and with the Father. So what I'm giving you guys today is another discipline that will help us in developing that relationship with the Father, then developing that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, all right? And that's what we want to do. In developing that relationship, it helps us again to relate, to truly relate to God being our Father and us being his children. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 40, it says, do all things decently and in order. If you do things decently and in order, then guess what? You're going to have organization in your life. It's going to be less complicated. It's going to be more simplified. All right. I may have shared this before in church or somewhere with you guys before, but I'd like to share this with you now. I used to do counseling, you know, family counseling. And I remember when I would do counseling in our ministry in Des Moines, we had a lot of kids. You know, I was exposed to a lot of kids that had ADD and ADHD and, you know, some other, you know, mental, I guess you would say, behavioral disorders and stuff. And it was like I wasn't familiar with this stuff. And so I had to quickly educate myself because all these kids were coming to me and parents was coming to me and they were seeking my help. And that's like, I don't know what this stuff is. Y'all giving these kids all these pills and stuff like that. I have no clue. So I had to quickly educate myself in order to help them. One of the things I did is I sought out counselors in Des Moines. And what I did is I sought out the most reputable one in the city of Des Moines. I went to her and I said, hey, I need your help. I said, I got a lot of kids. You know, we probably have the largest children's ministry in the whole city, you know, maybe in all of central Iowa. I'm not sure. And I said, all these parents and kids, they're coming to me and this is what I'm dealing with. I need some help. Educate me. You know what I'm saying? How much is going to cost me? I don't know. What are we dealing with here? And this lady, she was so impressed with my desire and my will to want to help. This is what she gave me. She said, Pastor Byron, I'm going to give you 2 hours every month. Once a month, I'll give you 2 hours for free. She said, I'll come to you. I'll come to the church and I'll spend 2 hours with you and I will educate you and I will teach you. And then you'll be able to help these kids. And she did that. And I learned a lot. And then we were able to put on some workshops, some time, some support groups and different things like that to help children out. But here's something that I learned when it comes to dealing with children with ADHD, not just children, but also adults, because I found out through this that there were also many adults that were living with ADHD and didn't even know it. OK, so a person with ADHD, they think in a disorderly fashion. OK. Their intelligence, you know, their intelligent level is no different from anybody else. They're not dumb. They're not stupid. They're not anything like that. But they have behavioral issues because of their thinking fashion, because of their thinking pattern. Their thinking pattern, their thinking fashion is very disorganized. It's very confusing. It's very chaotic. And so what you have to do is you have to help them to start thinking or help their lives to get to a place where it's not so disorderly. Okay, that's why a lot of them, they're very spontaneous. People who are ADHD, they're very spontaneous and they have a very hard time in staying focused. It's because their mind, their thinking fashion is very disorganized. Okay, it's very disorderly. One kid I remember in a treatment session that she was doing with a kid, one kid, he described how he thinks. And he said, it looks like a freeway. And a freeway that has a whole bunch of lanes going in and out, in and out. So like you got a whole bunch of, you know, several interstates that are crossing each other. Some of it, what they call it in Memphis, out there as you go into Germantown 240, the speedway or something like that. But you know, where 240 and 40 cross each other. There's a whole bunch of different ramps over there. You know, there's a place in Atlanta, Kenan, you probably can relate to this. I can't think of the highways that cross. I think it's like three or four different major interstates that cross. They call it Spaghetti Works or something like that.
Spaghetti Junction,
exactly. Yeah. And I mean, there's so many ramps, on and off ramps to get to here and get to there and whatever. And if you look at it through at a bird's eye view, it's like, oh my God, that looks so confusing. This kid, he described his thinking as like that. He said, there's so many on ramps. And he said, everybody knows where they're going. He said, but it's too many on ramps and off ramps, you know? And so that's what he was describing his thinking. And like, so it's very, to him, it's like very disorderly. So here's the deal. What I learned is that in doing counseling with children and families that were dealing with ADHD is when I did the counseling, one of the first things that I would do is I would ask the parents, how organized is their lives? How organized is your life? And in that, what I would find out is there was a lot of areas in their life that was very disorganized, making their lives very complicated. Okay. So what I would do is I would give them some homework and I would tell them to do this. This is what I want you to do for your homework. First thing I want you to do, I want you to go to your kitchen and I want you to organize your kitchen. If you open up your kitchen cabinets, open up your refrigerator, open up where your pots and pans are, your canned goods and all this stuff like that. Tell me what it looks like. Take a snapshot of it. What does it look like? Okay. If you go into your cabinets, you know what I'm saying? If you was looking for some pinto beans, do you know exactly where the pinto beans are at before you actually open the door? If you're looking for give me something.
Seasoning.
If you're looking for the salt, do you know exactly where the salt is at? If you were looking for, you know, pick out some. If you were looking for a certain type of an item, you know, there are some items that's going to be right there in the front, because you use them all the time. But there's some items you use occasionally. Do you know where it's at? And so this is what I would tell them to do. I want you to go to your kitchen cabinets. I want to go to your refrigerator and I want you to organize everything. Your child is very confused because they go into the refrigerator and they're looking for a glass of milk. But they have to look through 20 other things just to find the milk or just to get to the milk. They don't know if the milk is on the top shelf or if it's on the bottom shelf or if it's on the door. They don't, because it changes every day, every moment. It changes. It's not in the same place every time. Go in, organize everything, all your canned goods, everything that's in your cabinets, put them, organize them by, you know, certain items, all the beans over here. You know what I mean? All the vegetables over here, all the, you know, canned meats over here or whatever you got, you know, all certain type of seasonings over here. You got seasonings in the little shaker bottles. You know what I'm saying? The little shakers, like salt shakers, put all them together over here. Then you got certain seasons that are in bottles that might be liquid and stuff like that. Put them over here, organize everything, and then make sure the labels are facing outward. So when you open and bam, you can read them right away. Do the same thing in refrigerator. If you put all your liquids, all your drinks and stuff like that in a certain area, keep them there all the time. Don't put other stuff on that shelf or on that door, wherever you put them. Put all the vegetables in a drawer. You know what I'm saying? Don't put meats and vegetables in the same drawer and drinks and everything like that. No, put all the vegetables in the same drawer. Put all the meats in the same drawer. You know, categorize this thing just like they do in a grocery store. Just like they're doing the growth. You go into a grocery store, guess what? All the labels are facing outwards. All the beans are together. All the meats are together. All the pastas are together. All the cheeses are together. All the milks are together. Everything is so organized to where you know where to go. And especially if you go in the same grocery store all the time, guess what? You can go grocery shopping in 20 minutes and come right out. But if you don't, you go into a grocery store and you don't know where nothing is, it's going to take you 2 hours. This is what you do with your children. Children that suffer with ADHD, they live with ADHD, is make everything very organized for them so that it's the same all the time. They know what to expect as soon as before they even open up the refrigerator or a cabinet door, they know exactly where it's at. So their mind doesn't have to have all these on ramps and off ramps. Their mind is just a straight freeway. As soon as they know exactly where they're going. Whoop, there it is right there. I got it. It helps them to stay focused, okay? Next thing I would tell them to do is go to their bedroom. Go to the bedroom, organize their drawers. I bet you if you open up their drawers, they probably got clothes everywhere, probably not even folded up, you know what I'm saying? Socks, you know, in 4 different places, shirts in 4 different places, pants in 4 different places. No, straighten all that stuff up. Put all the socks in one area, all the underwear in one area, all the pants in one area, shirts in one area. If you can, if you want to, organize them by color. Okay, I'm telling you, you go into my drawer right now, most of them are going to be organized by color. I promise you. And everything's going to be folded up neatly in my drawers. Am I right, Marguerite? Yeah, it's going to look like the doggone clothing store. It look like a boutique in my dresser. I'm telling you right now. It's very organized.
But it's organized.
But check this out. If you organize the bedroom, the drawers, the closets and everything like that, put certain clothes in certain categories hanging up in the closet, shoes, you know, in certain organize all that stuff, organize all the toys and all that stuff. Guess what? Here's the deal. Kids, they spend the most time in the kitchen and the bedroom. Unless they play outside all day long, which a lot of kids today don't do that much. But kids, they spend the most time in their kitchen and their bedroom. So those are the first two places that you focus on in organizing their lives. Organize their lives and you will help them to stay focused. You would help them to think focused. You would help them to think in an orderly fashion, eliminating chaos and confusion and complication. All right. So, but not only does this help the kids, it helps everybody living in the home. Everybody. Simple as that. And so we need to look at how can we organize our lives more better? How can we, is that not the right word? Much better?
Much better or better. Oh. Sorry. I didn't mean that. I was just actually giving a cough.
Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to interrupt me. So organize your lives. Look at different ways. Look at different areas of your life. Okay, don't attack everything at the same time, but look at different areas of your life and figure out ways to simplify things. Figure out ways to organize things. Figure out ways, how can I remove confusion or chaos? How can I remove disorganization? How can I make this not to be as complex as it actually needs to be, more difficult than it actually needs to be, and simplify things, okay? So many people, I want to bring this message now to a closure. We're talking about simplifying our lives, not making our lives more complicated than it ought to be, organizing our lives, removing chaos, removing confusion, you know, and all these different things like that. Now we see, you know, I talked about a lot of different ways of how this makes our lives better and simplifying our lives, removing the chaos, removing the confusion, not making it complicated. We're here. We need to also understand that so many people, they live their lives not investing in their relationship with the Father because their lives are too complicated. The number one reason that people give that they don't, you know, pray or that they don't study or that they don't spend time with God or that they don't serve in the church or in the community is because they are too busy. They just don't have the time. If you are too busy and you just don't have the time, then that's a sign. That's a flag, okay, that maybe your life is complicated, all right? We need to look at ways of how to simplify our lives, not making our lives more difficult than it ought to be, using the excuse that we don't have the time to invest in a relationship with God. You have too many things going on, and your efforts to be your efforts become more difficult than it should be. It becomes more difficult than it has to be in trying to find time to study, trying to find time to spend some time with God. Guess what? We all have the same 24 hours in a day. The reason that some people get more done is because their lives are more organized. Did you guys hear that? The reason that some people get more done is because their lives are more organized. The reason that some people have a better relationship with the Father is because their lives are more simplified. They have made this a priority. They have organized their lives so that they can make sure that investing in their relationship with the Father is a priority. And what happens is when our lives are chaotic, when our lives are complicated, then it's very hard to figure out where is our priority, because we're constantly giving our attention to all these interconnecting parts, making it more difficult than it ought to be. Whereas if our lives are organized, it's easy to identify the different priorities. And that's where you get it. One of the things that a young lady said in this video is when it comes to your to-do list, have three things that are the high priority things, and those are the things that you focus on. That doesn't mean that your to-do list is doesn't have other things on it, you know what I'm saying? But when you prioritize, your priorities be the thing that you make sure nothing will interfere with you accomplishing that thing for that day, all right? So some people have a better relationship with the Father. Some people can truly relate to the Father as being their father and them being their children, because that's something that they have prioritized, investing in that relationship. And if we're struggling too often with really, truly relating to God like that, it's because we haven't prioritized that time. Maybe our lives are a little bit too disorganized. Maybe our lives are a little bit more chaotic than it ought to be. Maybe it's complicated, all right? So remove some of those things from your life so that you can prioritize, organize the time that you spend investing in your relationship with the Father. So here are the closing thoughts. Simplifying our lives helps us to serve God more effectively, and it's a discipline that will help us in our relationship with Him and also with Jesus Christ. It simplifying our lives, it gives us the sight to be able to see that praying is important. It gives us time to meditate. It gives us time to hear from the Father. Okay, those are very important things in our lives. It also gives us simplifying our lives. We can find time to pray. We can find time to meditate. We can find time to hear from the Father. Simplifying our lives, we can find time to study His Word. And we can find time to serve in the church and in the community if we simplify our lives. Start removing or start identifying some things that are making your lives more complicated than it needs to be. And then start eliminating those things or simply organizing those things. Some of those things are necessary in your lives, but you can fix them just by simply organizing them. Some things are not necessary. Just eliminate them. If they were that important, they will find their way back. Simple as that.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. If this message was a blessing to you and you would like to support this ministry in a financial way, you can donate electronically by texting to 84321 and enter the dollar amount you'd like to donate in the message area. Or you can mail a check or money order to Crosstown Church of Memphis, P.O. Box 40981, Memphis, Tennessee 38104. We invite you to visit our website at www.wearecrosstown.com for more information about our church. Join us for our next broadcast next Sunday at 10 a.m. Be blessed and be better.